The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. It's great to see all of you here. We pray God's blessings on our time together. We continue our journey with our Lord Jesus Christ in his passion. We're working our way through Mark chapter 14 and 15 in our Wednesdays during Lent. Tonight we have an opportunity to look at Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus and the will of the Father. May God richly bless us as we hear his word and receive his gifts. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening, our opening hymn, 437, Alas and Did My Savior Bleed. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1, page 151 and following. Please note the Lenten responses. During the season of Lent, we also refrain from singing our hymn of praise and Alleluia verse. We'll do that anew during the Easter Vigil, the first time we celebrate the sacrament in the season of Easter. Also note that we only have two scripture readings for this evening. Our Old Testament reading for each of these Wednesdays in Lent is the Suffering Servant song from Isaiah 52 and 53, and our gospel reading from Mark. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special season when we fix our eyes ever so clearly on the gift of your Son for us and for our salvation. Heavenly Father, as Jesus submitted to your holy and precious will for us, for our forgiveness, for our eternal life. Teach us, Lord, to surrender to your will, to believe your holy word. Heavenly Father, bless us tonight and always, knowing that we are in your hands and that nothing or no one can snatch us out. All these things, Lord, we pray in the precious name, in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hymn 437.
Divine Service Setting 1, page 151, page 151. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This time I invite you to turn to our bulletin. On the inside cover we have Psalm 51, verses 1 through 19. We will speak those words together. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our readings.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapters 52 and 53. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which has not been told them they see, and that which they have not heard they understand. Who has believed what they heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death. Although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said the same. And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. And a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated for our sermon hymn, number 766. Our Father who from heaven above, number 766, we sing verses 1, 4, and 9.
sets itself against the world. Amen, that is, so shall it be. Make strong our faith in you that we may doubt not, but with trust believe that what we ask we shall receive. Thus in your name and at your word we say amen, O hear us, Lord.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, our gospel reading, Mark 14, 26 to 52, especially verse 36. And Jesus said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet, not what I will, but what you will. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, not what I will, but what you will. Well, what do you will, dear brothers and sisters in Christ? We don't really talk that way, do you? Not anymore. What do you want? What do you desire? What is your will? I love it when the preschoolers are learning the Lord's Prayer. They betray all of us. When we get to this third petition in the Lord's Prayer, Thy will be done, that's a foreign phrase. If you listen carefully, almost all of them are saying, My will be done. It's true, isn't it? Isn't that really what we want? Just like those commercials for all those people with annuities, right? It's my money. I want it now. We want what we want, and we want it now. The thought of submitting to someone else's will is completely foreign to our heart, our mind, the very fabric of our being. And yet, that's what Jesus teaches us to pray. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Those words come off our mouths so easily in the Lord's Prayer, and yet, so often, we're really praying like the preschoolers. Instead of me bending my will to the will of God, God, I want you to bend your will so that my will can be done. Luther teaches us in the Catechism that the good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. How is God's will done? God's will is done when He breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want to hallow God's name or let His kingdom come. And when He strengthens and keeps us firm in the faith and word until we die. This is His good and gracious will. The will of God is that our evil will, purpose, plans, and desires be crushed and broken. Ouch. We don't think about that when we pray the Lord's Prayer, do we? We pray that our will, our sinful will, our evil passions and desires would be hindered and broken. We're asking God to break all of our false idols and instead keep us firm and secure in His will, His word, in the faith until we die. I asked the catechism students, what is the good and gracious will of God? And they will respond that God's name be hallowed and His kingdom come. Comes right out of Luther's catechism. God's word, Paul's letter to Timothy, says that the good and gracious will of God is that all people believe in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. All of this, my will versus thy will, is played out before us in our words, in our text from Matthew 14. Mark 14, excuse me. Jesus had set His face resolutely toward Jerusalem. He had told the people, the disciples, anyone who would listen, why He was going there. The Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinners. He will be mocked, beaten, arrested, crucified, and on the third day rise from the dead. He made no secret about this. And now, the Passover meal was complete. Jesus and the disciples head to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered." Jesus teaches them further what they are to expect as the minutes and hours unfold. But the disciples will hear nothing of it. Peter said to Him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." It was the will of Peter not to fall away. It was the will of Peter to show up all of the other disciples. It was the will of Peter to be in charge. Yeah, even if all those guys fall away, not me. That was the will of Peter. And then all of the other disciples chimed in. They did not want to betray or fall away. Their sincere will and desire was to be faithful, to follow Jesus. Peter said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." More on Peter and Jesus next week. They went to this garden called Gethsemane. Jesus takes the inner circle of the disciples, Peter, James, and John, and they go a little farther. Jesus has a simple request. Stay awake. Pray. And Jesus goes off by Himself just a little bit farther. The weight of the sin of the world is closing in on him. It is crushing Him. The disciples want to be faithful to Jesus. They want to obey this simple command that Jesus gives them, but they can't. They doze off and they fall asleep. You see, wanting to do the will of God isn't enough. We don't have the inner strength or the inner power to do what we will when that will is not from our evil passions and desires. Seems like we always find the strength and the will to do that, don't we? Jesus begins to pray. My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Going a little farther, he fell on the ground and he prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. What is this hour that Jesus is talking about? The hour of the power of darkness. The hour of Satan. The hour when the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. When the Son of Man is mocked, ridiculed, beaten. When the Son of Man, Jesus himself, is nailed to an old rugged cross, crucified naked for all to mock and jeer at. The Son of Man, Jesus, stone, cold, dead. Jesus is praying that if there be any other way to save the world from sin, now, Father, now is the time. Take this cup from me. What cup is he talking about? The cup of wrath. The cup of wrath that God has talked about all through the pages of Scripture. The cup of wrath, God's righteous wrath, God's holy wrath for the sin of the world. The cup that Jesus is to drink, not just sip from, but to drink full and complete, dregs and all. The cup of wrath that we deserve. The cup of wrath that has been kindled by our sin, by our idolatry, by our weak and perverse wills and desires. Can you blame Jesus? He knows what is ahead of him. It's not a surprise. It's not an accident. He knows that the Father has sent him to suffer and die for the sin of the world. Jesus, true God and true man, looks at what lays before him, and he begs and he pleads with the Father for another way. Jesus says, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Isn't that how we pray too? All things are possible for you, God. Give me a good job. All things are possible for you, God. Let me win the lottery. All things are possible for you. Take away my cancer, my heart disease, my limp. All things are possible for you, Lord. Wipe out evil in this world and establish world peace. Come on, God. Do your thing. I want what I want, and I want it now. The next words from Jesus are some of the most beautiful, the most profound, the most difficult in all of Scripture. Jesus says, yet not what I will, but what you will. We almost choke on those words, don't we? We pray those words. Oh, when a loved one is sick, if it be your will, O Lord, let grandma or grandpa or cousin Billy get better. It's almost like we're giving God an out. To pray that our will would be broken and hindered so that the will of God would be accomplished. Not my will, Jesus says, but your will, Abba Father. What is the will of the Father? The will of the Father is to crush Jesus. The will of the Father is to pour out all wrath for all sin, for all people, on His Son. That is the will of the Father. Did you hear those words in our Old Testament reading? The suffering servant song from Isaiah 52 and 53. 53 verse 10. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He, God, has put him to grief when his soul makes an offering for sin. The will of the Father is to crush Jesus instead of crushing you. The will of the Father is to pour out the cup of wrath on Jesus instead of you. The will of the Father is to crush Jesus and save you. My friends, there is no sweeter gospel in all of Scripture. Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, freely and willingly obeys the will of the Father. He knows why. He knows what it will entail, and He freely and willingly allows Himself to be arrested. It was the will of Judas to get rich. It was the will of Judas to betray his rabbi. It was the will of Peter, once again, to pull out his sword with bravado and show what a great disciple he was. Finally, the will of the disciples was to scatter, to save their own hide, to skedaddle. My friends, what do you want? What do you really want? God's word is clear. He teaches us what He wants. He wants you to believe the good news of a suffering servant, Jesus, for forgiveness, life, and salvation. God wants you to submit to the will of the Father, to hear His word, and to love one another. God wants you to die in the faith, whether that's in a few weeks or a few months or a few decades. God's desire is for all people to believe the good news. The world, Satan himself, and our sinful flesh will do anything and everything to assert its own will instead of and even above the will of God revealed to us in His pure and holy word. Tonight, dear friends, for all of the times when what we wanted was contrary to the Word of God, for all of the times when we did not want what God wanted for us, for all of the times when we lived and prayed and spoke, "My will be done," for all of the times we have closed our ears and our hearts to the Word of God and His clear will for us. My friends, for all these sins and more, Jesus Christ obeying the will of the Father, has bled and died for you. He has risen victorious over sin, death, and the grave for you. He has delivered the deliverance to you in the waters of holy baptism. He places in your mouth the very body and blood that was crucified and risen for you, so that you would be nourished and sustained for the journey. And he continues to love you, to guide you, to nourish you, and to teach you his will for your life. My friends, tonight, rejoice and give thanks for Jesus' obedience to the will of the Father for you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our wills in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we are now bold to confess our faith. We use the words of the Nicene Creed, page 158. Please stand as you're able. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
During the Lenten season, our prayer is the Litany, found on page 288 in your hymnal, page 288. We'll pray together that very ancient and important prayer. In addition to our normal prayer requests, we also have several additional ones. We pray for LaVon Myers, who's hospitalized and dealing with a blood clot. We also pray for those Americans affected by a rocket attack today in Iraq. Especially we pray for the families of the two Americans who were killed during that attack. Let us pray. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, Lord.
From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden or evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death.
Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
Help us, good Lord.
In all time of our tribulation, in all our time of prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment,
help us, O Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord.
To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To raise those who fall and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, or tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ.
Hear us.
O Lord.
Have mercy.
O Christ.
Have mercy.
O Lord.
Have mercy.
Amen. You may be seated.
Mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this evening. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or the internet. We pray that the good news of God's will to save you would be your comfort and peace today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
Please stand for the offertory.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
In the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mercy on us.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Stand as we sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn 432. Hymn 432, you may be seated.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. If you didn't get the Good Shepherd news and notes from this last Sunday, they're on the back shelf. Also, we have devotions for our season of Lent from Higher Things. They're very, very good. Encourage you to check those out. On the back of those devotions is a complete worship schedule all the way through Easter. Have a fellowship meal that's going on right now, and church council, is that who's providing? And I think that's to help seminary student, vicar, I don't know. Look at the sheet when you go back there. I don't want to say anything that's not quite right. Check out the pyramid colors and such. Our ladies here are working on some new pyramids. Great project. And if you want to help contribute to that project, talk to Pastor Moline, and he'll help you out in that respect. Also, you know, we have a lot of worries and fears and concerns going on right now. I would just encourage you, take your bulletin home, pray the collect for this week. Pray the collect. Keep us safe in body and soul. Pray the collect, and that'll be a great reminder of the care and providence of God. Also, reminder, handshaking is optional. If you want to, great. If you don't, that's fine too. And we pray that God would bring some sanity and healing to our world in a lot of respects. Before we dismiss, let's pray. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let thy gifts to us be blessed. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. God's peace in God's will. Give a little distance here so people don't feel pressure. It was so joyous to see you at the rail. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Do the old, there you go. Good evening. Good evening. You can do this. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. The fabric comes from India. Good evening. And the box was smelled fumigated before we even opened it. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.